The Minister of Sports, Arts and Culture, Natium Tetwa, fought harder for his 22 million rand flag project than he ever did for anyone employed in the arts and culture industries. The DA will write to the chairperson of the Parliamentary Portfolio Committee on Sports, Arts and Culture, Beauty Dulani, to request that the Minister urgently accounts for this fallacy as well as his contemptuous attempt to rename the Afrikaans Taal Monument. He needs to account for his department's focus, which seems to prioritise vanity projects over the well-being of those who earn a living from the arts and culture sector. Under his watch, there are numerous instances of the deterioration of museums and heritage sites, including Freedom Park that was touted as the site of his now infamous 22 million rand flag. Surely, it is long past time that President Cyril Ramaphosa fired Minister Mtetwa. The DA has repeatedly raised issues regarding the leadership of several culture, arts and heritage institutions, including serious concerns at the National Arts Council, the National Heritage Council, the Performing Arts Centre of the Free State and the Bloemfontein Museum. Transformation, as employed by Minister Mtetwa, is nothing but a beautiful gravestone that fails to positively impact the arts and culture community, many of whose livelihoods are dependent on his department. The renaming of the Taal Monument is another example of money being wasted on the minister's personal agenda. He has once again blundered into a situation without doing due diligence on the positive impact the monument already has on many minority language groups, not just Afrikaans speakers, and discounting all speakers of the language. The DA will fight this name change tooth and nail, and we will continue for the proper care of all heritage sites in South Africa. Join the DA's protest on Saturday 28 May at the Afrikaans Taal Monument in Paarl and sign our petition objecting to its name change here.